gonna, we're going on soon. Let's go. I've got the thumbs up. We're on air. Let's hit it. Got two packs of cigarettes, wearing sunglasses. Let's go. Well, Energy Wars, Sunday, May 2nd, 7:34 Eastern Standard Time. Broadcasting from Bill's favorite city, Detroit Rock City. Kick back and relax and listen to some Six and Sevens. Go all night. It's me on the organ, but just kidding.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, Bill.
How you doing, buddy?
What's going on?
How's that dog?
Well, I got fucking bit by a dog today.
Why were you kicking the dog?
Pulled on its tail twice.
Well, you know, there's that.
You've been practicing your fade outs?
I have. Would you like
me to
fade this out?
No, it sounded like you were kind of like, you know,
I was trying to
pulling it back a little bit.
Joe, I want to hear us talk. Hey, you know, so the fun part about Low Standards and Pours, for those of the three of you who are not related to us who are listening, the fun part about this is we're going to talk music and we're going to have some good times. We're going to be silly. We're going to be goofy. It's going to be crazy.
Amen,
what
brother.
You're listening to now is from an album called Songs About Girls. The song is Go All Night. This is Six and the Sevens. A local Detroit band made it average big. And they freaking rock. But
good tight band.
Yeah, very tight. Very good stuff. Hold on. You know, girl, if you want to.
Girl, if you want to. We could go all night. Cause you got that red dress on.
And I'll fade that out for you.
Yeah, no, good fade out.
That is a phenomenal song, and I love it to pieces.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
I'm digging it. But
So, yeah, I got bit. I was over at my friend's today, and
tell me
another one of my friend brought her dog over, and he's a little aggressive side. He's a mix, probably like 45 pounds, but you know, just kind of barks at whatever he wants to bark at. He doesn't know what he's doing. You know, kind of like maybe. You know, maybe the dog's been inbred and, you know, it came from a pound or something. You know, or a puppy mill.
I've been.
You
there.
Know, I hate to say. You know,
yeah.
His eyes. You look at his eyes, and you know he's not there.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But
that's what happens to me a lot.
Yeah. Sorry. So he'd stare at me, and he'd bark, and I'd reach my hand out like, "Here, stiff my hand." And then he warms up to me, and he comes over, and I'll pet him on, you know, and give him a little slight tappy tap on the rib cage, you know, like, hey, you know.
Good, hey, how good you going. Doing, little puppy?
Yeah, his name's Stoli.
Yeah.
You know, so I can relate.
Why wouldn't you name your dog after a vodka? Yeah. I mean, I would.
The one before it was Bombay. Oh. So a little gin and juice. But so he was starting to get aggressive. And, you know, dogs don't really bother me too much. I grew up with four Dobermans back to back to back to back. And but this one, something he didn't like about me. And he decided to bite my hand. So
tetanus shot. What are you getting?
Nah, I'm okay. If I start to turn green or brown or something, I'll head down. But he's had all his shots and stuff, so I'm not too worried about it.
All right. So
Bumblebee tuna. You see what I wrote? You see what? See my subject line? I was thinking of bumblebee tuna when I wrote that.
Oh, I didn't even look. What
I'm over hugging the neighbor's bumblebee. Whatever that means, I don't know.
But you know about Bumblebee, right?
Well, tell us.
Good friend of the show, fine comic timing, full of energy, has great taste in podcasts. That's our Bumblebee tuna.
He has a wicked pair of snakeskin boots.
Last I heard.
Yeah. What's up, Bumblebee?
How you doing?
You actually made it to our subject line, Epipod 84.
Woohoo!
16 more, and we've made it to 100. Do you think we can make it to 100 and do 2,000 downloads? I think we can. I think we shouldn't somehow try to.
I bet we get to 2,000 downloads at by 90.
You think so?
I'm just guessing.
We're getting pretty close. That's 300 more.
I could push it in that direction. I just got to fall asleep listening to something.
You've got the talent.
Yes, I don't have.
Got the podcast talent.
Hey, before we get going on this, because we always talk about music and we love talking about music, and that's just our gig.
Yeah.
And that's the show. That's the thing. That's the deal, baby. But the law offices of Jameson Walker, Statler, and Waldorf wanted me to remind y'all that we're going to use fair use, like, for the show, because, you know, we're going to play clips of music that is not owned by us, and we're going to make comments, and we're going to ask you then to go buy the music, not from us, but from the artists themselves.
Oh, sorry. What the hell's that?
What the hell were you thinking?
I was clearing out some stuff and turned on. Sorry.
Well, there you have it. So the bottom line is we'd really like you to go. If you hear something you like in any of our podcasts, go find the actual website for the band and see if you can buy music from that band specifically, as opposed to going to buy it from their label or whatever. Buy it from the band directly. That's how they're going to get the money for the effort that they put into making all the stuff that you enjoy. And so, you know,
if we play the Cult, go buy it from the Cult.
Right. Don't buy it from Enigma Records or whoever the whatever.
Buy it from,
figure out who, you know, just, you can find, it's not that hard. It's pretty easy damn stuff.
Tonight's going to be a shorter show than usual. Yeah. I think we're going to do a,
we're going to touch on some tunes, but
yeah, you know, maybe do a little show and review, maybe just to touch on what we've been through, how we've gotten here, and what's maybe.
Well,
coming up.
I do have a very good band picked out for tonight.
Is it any? Will we know this band?
Oh yeah, you will.
Okay.
I do want to share this with you though.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because this is something that needs to happen right now.
Well, this show should be reported to the Consumer Protection Agency.
Why?
The host was just consumed.
Yeah, the host was just consumed by the Consumer Protection. Yeah, whatever. And that was almost funny. That was the law offices of Statler, Waldorf, and Jameson and Walker in the wrong order. But they basically said, you know, hey, look, folks, remember, you haven't paid for any of this, so when it's disappointing, you've got nothing to complain about.
Did you have a late night last night? Sounds like you get to bed a little earlier.
No, well, so
sleepy?
I got my shot, second shot on Friday in the afternoon for the COVID shit.
Yeah.
And I have not had any symptoms majorly or any of that stuff.
Right.
We spent the entire day yesterday celebrating my oldest daughter's graduation from Western as a master's student in music. Oh.
Congratulations to your daughter.
It was awesome.
Into your pocketbook?
Well, you know, things happen, and, you know, my left testicle has been sold. All
right.
You got a paper for this somehow.
And bronzed.
Yeah, bronzed, then sold. But we celebrated that yesterday. It was a really nice day. My father-in-law came over because he's also got all his shots. The rest of the families had their shots for a while. So it was nice to actually hug people again.
Yeah.
But I did not get any of the
after effects.
Second shot after effects.
Yeah.
Because I think primarily it's because I had the viral pneumonia when I was a kid.
Right, right.
And my body kind of just said, oh, this is just a very...
Oh, you're back again. Yeah. Cousin. Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't know. I still got the soreness in the arm from where the... where the shot went in.
Oh, that's not where your wife punched you?
Well, that was the
other shoulder. She's not violent. I know
that was the other shoulder and the face.
Yeah. She's not violent. I've met her on a few occasions.
Yeah, she's all right.
She's good.
I'll keep her.
Perfectly non-violent.
Right, exactly. But the bottom line is, I was thinking I was going to feel, but I've had like a weird semi-headache for the past day or so. And I've been treating it with Guinness and Michelob.
Mm.
And that seems to be working. Yeah, it seems to be working. So
takes the edge off a little bit.
Yeah, it takes the edge off, makes it all delicious and wonderful. So, again, before we get started, the law offices of Jameson Walker, Statler, and Waldorf. Before we get going into the music fun and the review of whatever you feel like talking about, which I'm totally on for, but the law offices, Jameson, Statler, Walker, Statler, and Waldorf, have told me in no uncertain terms that I have to tell this to you guys because, well, number one, they cost us $8.6 million a year.
Yeah.
Retainer fees. But basically, please listen at your own risk. These guys are moderately insane. The views expressed by the hosts are not necessarily those of rational human beings. All shows are poorly researched and presented by idiots. That's us.
Yeah, and non-factual.
Any semblance of intelligent thoughts purely coincidental and should not be considered factual. This program is not endorsed by any committee, team, group, band, organization, or tribe. And that's the end of that. But let's just have some fun being silly and talking about whatever we're going to talk about.
Do you think we'd still be here at 83 shows when we first got started? I thought we would.
Well, I figured we'd be insane for the next 80 shows.
Yeah. So, we did this. We got special requests from No Sleep Till.
Yeah, what does No Sleep Till want us to do?
He said, why don't you guys do a show on Detroit-based rock bands? I'm like, you know what? We'll do it. We appreciate
your... Let's do that. It won't be tonight because I'm not prepared for that.
I told him between the next one and three shows, we'll try to get it out.
Yeah, maybe
do a little bit of research and
maybe the Saturday before Mother's Day because we're not going to do a Mother's Day show because usually we're Wednesdays and Sundays. But when Mother's Day comes, I'm going to be doing Mother's Day stuff because you know my wife's a mom and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And
she should be.
I still have one of three moms left, or one of seven actually. But regardless, I'm going to do Mother's Day stuff for Mother's Day, but we'll do a Saturday night show prior to Mother's Day, just shooting the shit and catching up and doing what have you. Maybe we could do a Detroit show for this Saturday.
Yeah.
Make No Sleep Till happy.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, we're all about pleasing the crowd because, you know, if there's a crowd enjoying us, well, we would like to please them because... Dear Lord knows, we just don't have a crowd ever.
Not like the ones that some other podcasts have.
Well, right. You know, I'm not Seth Rogen or who's the other guy with the, you know, the Eaton.
Oh, Joe Rogan?
Joe Rogan. Yeah,
yeah, Joe Rogan.
Seth, Joe, whatever. They're all the same to me.
Yeah.
I'm no Joe Rogan, thankfully. But regardless, you know, if you enjoy us, share us.
Yeah.
If you don't, then don't. But, you know, and also if you enjoy us, feel free to call in because we're not shy about chatting about shit with whomever or whatever when it comes to music. We've done all sorts of goofy stuff.
Who do you got for a band tonight?
Well, I've got a really great band, but I do want to make sure that people know what we actually want to accomplish with our podcast.
Yeah.
Jimmy, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
We're going to try and take over the world.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, it could happen. So my first band tonight, if we get right into the music, is a band that's been around since the late 70s, early 80s, related to one of the bands that I talked about this past show, as one of the guys is a big thing. And, you know, I'm going to go to, let's see, is it this one? Is it this one? Ooh, I didn't pick this part yet. I had... Oh, let's screw that then. Here we go. Let's try this one. This will be a song by this band that you may or may not recall. It's called Beat Surrender. And Beat Surrender is from 79-80.
Yeah.
Paul Weller.
Oh, yeah, from the gym.
That's right. And this is just, I mean, this was actually the song that got me into the jam. I heard this on the radio. I'm going to let this play in the background. This is Beat Surrender by the Jam. You can find it anywhere.
He tours quite a bit. Well, I've seen him quite, all right. I've seen him advertise. I keep missing him, but we'll have to go see him if he tours again.
Oh, hell yeah. This would be a great show.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of good songs. The Jam.
Well, he tours as Pete Weller, not as the Jam.
Right, right. Well, that would make sense because he's. And I bet he does some Style Council stuff, too, while he's doing some Jam stuff as the big guy for both of them.
Right.
But this song I heard on the radio, and I'm like, oh, this is exciting. This is fun. This is interesting. And again, this is 1980, 1981. I am, you know, a middle school, almost high school kid. And I'm hearing this going, this is cool music. And then there's this one that comes out. Let's get rid of this. Fade that out. This one comes out shortly thereafter. Oh, yeah. And it's like...
Sounds like the sixth and the seventh.
A little bit. But, you know, everybody's influenced by everybody.
Right.
And this is A Town Called Malice by The Jam.
Yeah, we shall know this one.
You should know this one. And if you don't know this one, then you know, you've been living under a rock. And I'd like to find that rock so I can hide with you. Because, dear Lord knows, everything's getting crazy in the world. But this is A Town Called Malice. And it's just a great, upbeat, crazy little song. And you know, that's I really dig the Jam.
Yeah.
So
these guys always did a great job. These guys are always solid and consistent.
Yeah.
The Jam. They always play a good solid song.
Yeah.
You know, there's some talent. Their music never got old. You know, it was never what's the word I'm looking for? Like overly produced or too like catchy. Just good, like good music you listen to all the time. Your music doesn't get old.
I'm gonna fade that one out. There's this one. Again, with the great guitar beginning.
Yep.
And this is The Jam, That's Entertainment. And, you know, every one of the songs tells a little bit of a story. But the music behind it is great, too.
Right.
You know, it is awesome. And of course, as I'm looking these guys up, I'm like, you know, that's entertainment.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I remember these videos from when MTV first came out.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm watching these going, oh, this is the same video that came out from that.
Right, right.
You know, and then there's this song, Precious.
Oh, Precious.
A little bit later. But again, it's just like the Jam really jams. Very well described. And of course, as I'm looking them up and I'm pulling up the good stuff, I'm like, I'm going to fade this down just a little bit so I can talk. But as I'm looking them up and I'm like, oh man, I remember when that one song came out with the snakes and the slow music, and I'm like, oh wait, that wasn't the Jam, that was somebody else.
The Snakes?
Remember that video in the early 80s?
I don't know.
Well, you're going to recognize this song in a second. You'll recognize this song in a second. I'm gonna unload all my stuff all at once.
Yeah, go on. Oh yeah, no, this one.
Boomtown Rats.
Yeah. Well, this was Bob Geldof.
Yeah. And it was like, I couldn't do one without the other because it was such iconic music at the time when I was a young punk.
You all know getting what into Bob this, Geldof's.
Yeah, but getting into the music, and it was like Boomtown Rats and The Jam and all these other little, you know, the Ramones and all these other bands throwing stuff out, and it was just like, this is like music I've never heard before.
Right, right. And it's just... Bob Geldof, he put together Live Aid, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah. And he put together the
he put together this song too.
Yeah, the song for the one Feed America, Feed the Children.
Yeah. He did a lot of good things.
Yeah. I think he wasn't he the guy that created Lollapalooza too? Or no?
Might have been. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
But he did a lot of good stuff for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the Boomtown Rats. And
yeah.
For me personally, I can't think of the Jam without thinking about Boomtown Rats because right. of the fact that these were two influential bands when I was a kid and just growing up and just going, this is unique, this is different, this is awesome. They're telling stories, the music is good. And here's the Boomtown Rats, I Don't Like Mondays.
Right.
The piano was phenomenal in this.
Yeah.
You know, you just can't buy this.
No.
So, I mean, that's where I was coming from today.
That's a good pick.
You know, well, and I realized that, you know, I was kind of pushing you today because little Mr. Get Bit by a Dog and... You want to sit back and relax and all that stuff.
Oh, no, didn't. But, no, I was on the fence. I could do it or not do it. I figured we'd keep it short. I got something, a few things I could do, so.
Yeah, so I'm done with my stuff. Well, like I said, I blew my wad early. But, the jam is phenomenal. And you got yourself some Boomtown Rats.
Perfect.
Between the two of them, like I said, it was something that we're... When I was a young punk kid, these guys came out, and it was like, to me, they were the same, even though they're completely different bands.
Right.
But they really told a story that I liked.
Well, I've got a band, American Indie Rock Band, based out of Orange, California.
Okay.
No offense, but you're not going to get it. But this is probably one of the bands that I've taken a picture of off my car radio.
Oh,
display.
that you sent to me?
I think, again, I've said this before. God, I hope I'm not doubling up either, but we'll see if these guys are going to run the for the long term. I don't know if they are or not, because I'm starting to get deja vu, like maybe I've done these guys before, but I don't think it's these guys. In fact, I said that about the ones that we're going to go see, All Them Witches.
Right, right.
That wasn't about this one. So this one... It is an American indie rock band. Let me see, genre. It says, you know, alternative rock, progressive, experimental. I think they're fairly new. First album is 2013. Falling Bow Wisdom Teeth. Oh, wait, B-O-U-G-H. Bow, right? Bow. Falling Bow Wisdom Teeth.
Bow.
Got a couple EPs out and a couple singles. So they have one album out.
Okay.
Why don't you put on... Kiev, K-I-E-V, and then put on Araya, A-R-I-A-H, Bean. Araya Bean.
Araya Bean.
We're just going to play this one. This one pretty much sums it up.
This is 3 seconds in. I'm already into it. I've never heard of them.
Okay. Yeah, they're fairly new. I'm not sure what's going on with them, but something I'm kind of tracking a little bit.
Okay.
But there's something about them. It's got that energy that I like. You know, it doesn't sound like anybody else. I don't think they've found any kind of trend.
Wow, this is a good pull.
Yeah, take a listen.
Yeah. Like this.
Yeah.
This has got something to it.
There's a little smoothness to them.
This is Kiev.
Yeah.
Araya Being. This is what we're listening to is the live warehouse performance from like 2013 maybe.
Oh, that's the live one. So if that's live, they sound just as good recorded as they do live, which is a big plus.
Well, that's what this says on YouTube.
Yeah, no, I'm looking right at it. Yes, yeah, Araya Being live. Warehouse Performance.
I would go see these guys in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you imagine these guys like just belting us out?
Oh yeah.
Like, it's gonna sound better live than it would on recording.
Yeah, this has got something to it for sure.
Yeah.
The drummer's got something too.
Yeah.
He's
cooking a little bit.
Yeah. Everybody seems to really know what they're doing. Just from watching this video. They're all into it. They're all in their place.
Right, right.
This seems pretty tight. And they're facing each other.
Oh, are they?
In this recording, they're facing each other.
That's interesting.
Which I think is unique. Oh,
yeah.
Here comes saxophone. Somebody's bringing out a saxophone. This should be good. I'm digging this already. This is, like I said, this is Kiev, Araya Being. Where'd you find them?
I'm telling you, it's why I listen to Spotify.
There you go.
Yeah, there's no other way I can pick this up.
This is a good pull.
It would take me, I'd have to really dig, you know?
Yeah. Random saxophone, baby.
Yeah.
That's a 6.5 minute song. This is good stuff. Hey, who's that? Who joined us?
Oh, I didn't see.
Tell me who joined us, because I'll tell you all about it.
No Sleep Till.
Oh, dude, you know about No Sleep Till. Hey, No Sleep Till, what we're listening to right now is a band called Kiev. The song is Araya Being. But you know about No Sleep Till. This is a good friend of the show, smells delightful, looks good in stripy shirts, has the correct amount of toes on his feet, has great taste in podcasts.
He's got a fast Harley Davidson.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
I don't know.
No, this has got something to it.
Isn't it kind of, which is experimental, I see they get the experimental from town.
Yeah. You know, throwing in the...
You're always throwing it out there.
Wacky sax, the wacky keyboard.
Yeah.
But the very beginning of it was very straightforward. And they're going crazy a little bit. They'll probably pull back in here in a minute and bring
slow
it back
down
to normal. Bring it back in. No, this is interesting. I bet they
Isn't
got
it?
Some good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been trying to listen to them a little bit more. I think these guys might have something on... All Them Witches, I hate to say it, but I'm going to keep these guys on my list to go see.
Yeah, add them to the list.
Yeah. Because these are all like $20, $30 bands, you know?
Yeah, I got a feeling I'm going to be spending a lot of money on booze and tickets.
Yeah, I was gonna send over a bill.
Yeah.
So like, you can start mailing me over some chunks of money, PayPal or whatever. I'm kidding.
I send you a check anyway.
We'll figure
it out.
Lord
knows we'll get it covered, buddy.
Yeah. No, the one for All Them Witches anyway, that's just beer money.
Yeah.
You can pay
no,
for the
this
beer
is
that
good.
Night.
This is good though.
Yeah.
And it's Kiev. What else they got going on?
That's the best one that I know. That's the best one that I know. You have to kind of dig a little bit. Look at the views. See how many views are out there on any of these, and maybe see if there's something out there, a lot of views, and play that one.
Major True Sight. Oh, how about Beat the Street? That looks good.
Beat the Street.
Let's see if this is Kiev, RTF. I don't know if this is the same gang. Beat the Street is the name of this one.
What do you think, family?
This is interesting. No, this is a different band.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the same thing.
About Be Gone Dull Cage.
Yeah, Be Gone.
Yeah, type in Be Gone.
Be Gone Dull Cage. Let's try that one.
Yeah.
There's the official video.
They're not getting a ton of cover. I mean, there's 50,000 views, 56.
Oh, I like this. It's got a little something to it.
Yeah.
Same band, huh?
Yep.
This is interesting.
Yeah.
Dude, you had some really good pulls over the last couple of years.
Yeah, that's Spotify, man. I'm telling you, that's where I find it at.
Yeah, you know, see, I'm not that adventurous. I'm still going through the old shit.
Maybe if I win the lotto, I'll buy a subscription.
No, don't, because this is good, because I pull up the classic good stuff that I know, and you pull out this crazy, wild, fun shit.
Right.
This is a good mix for the show.
This will be good.
Yeah. No, this is good.
You go see.
Kiev, Be Gone, Dull Cage. And Kiev is spelt like the city.
Yeah.
That's the name of the band. This is good stuff.
Yeah. I like it.
I'm with you, man. Nice pull.
Thanks. I got to run to the refrigerator. Back in 5 seconds.
When you run to the refrigerator, I'm going to do this. I'm going to pause this because this is Kiev, Be Gone, Dull Cage from the official video. I'm going to pause that. I gotta make sure that we make sure that everybody knows this.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
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 And that's all about our show. Thanks for stopping by. Statler and Waldorf of the two... half of the law offices of Jameson Walker, Statler, and Waldorf, they have told us that, well, boo. Just plain freaking boo.
Just boo?
Just plain boo. Hey, I want to do this for you because I was again listening to our friends, Sonny and the Black Pack.
Yeah.
That we listened to a number of times, and we talked about a couple times. And
is that what you want to close with?
No, I'm not ready to close yet. But Sonny had, at the very beginning of one of his songs with the gang in the background, he made this comment that I thought was phenomenal. And it tells me exactly how I think about music.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make sure that I shared this with everybody because this is really just a great... It's nice to hear... A band who's trying to do something.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Keep going. Thanks. Is that stereo? Go ahead. Yeah. Sorry. I got to keep stop monkeying around here.
Quit monkeying around.
Get out of here. Go ahead.
Are you through with that?
I don't know. Go ahead.
Mm-mm.
All right. I think we're done now.
Mm-mm. Maybe not. Okay. You are through with that. All right. So the weird echo is gone. But Sonny and the Black Pack made this comment that I thought was just phenomenal, and I'm going to share this.
It's a conversation between all the people that play. It's not just one single thing. Even though there may be a front person or a single person singing the melody line, it is an organic, ever-changing, ever-morphing thing. Like the way that we play together, especially, it's all about listening. It's all about jamming. Jake is jamming on top of Alex. Alex is jamming with him. We're jamming with the girls are jamming with us. I'm jamming with all of them. It's a whole canvas. So
the music is played as a team together. Essentially,
right.
The way I figured it out is, you know, it's a conversation. It's a conversation between people.
Sure.
And when you've got a band together that can have that conversation and tell you a story, that's really what I want out of music. I want to hear that conversation. I want to understand it. I want to be part of it. Low Standards and Pours has joined.
I'm trying to. Originally,
we joined our own show.
Yeah, originally I was trying to log on through my phone,
right,
to see if I can maybe